Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they push their Green New Deal, the Great Reset, what is happening to the economies around the world? Well, since energy prices are continually moving up, it is hurting production. And that is what we're exactly seeing out in Germany. Germany is having a very difficult time because energy costs are continually rising. And this is all part of the Green New Deal. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what was going to happen. They knew they were going to follow the playbook of the Green New Deal, which was going to make fossil fuels very, very expensive. And since those are very expensive, production was going to start to slow, the economy was going to break down, and all of this was going to happen in 2023, moving into 2024, as we approach the presidential election. And as we approach the election, yes, we're going to hear calls that we're in a recession or a deep recession, or maybe even a depression, and we're going to see the entire economic system completely rip itself apart. And we can see that during Labor Day, Biden was out there trying to convince the public that Trump didn't build anything. Actually, what Biden is doing, he didn't build anything, and he's actually destroying everything. And you have to remember, Trump is a builder. Trump, he brought the jobs back here to the United States. He brought industry back to the United States. He placed tariffs on China, brought the money over to the farmers, renegotiated trade deals, had inflation at the lowest point we've seen in a very long time. The country was energy independent. So did Trump build something? Yes, he built a great economy inside a private central bank illusionary economy. And Trump actually responded to Biden saying that he built a grift machine. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But let's start off with Germany right now, because Germany right now, they are having a very difficult time, and the future of Germany's car production is at risk due to toxic energy prices. And this is coming from the president of Association of the Automotive Industry. And this individual is warning that Germany is losing dramatically its international competitiveness because of the soaring energy costs. She went on to say that other countries are becoming more attractive for important industries such as battery or semiconductor manufacturing, which is a worrisome message for Germany amid an already unfavorable economic situation in the country. And according to Mueller, soaring energy prices have become toxic for the country's medium-sized suppliers. They warn that investment will no longer flow into Germany, but instead will shift away to other EU countries or to the U.S. Now, once again, we know the deep state, the private West central bankers, the World Economic Forum, this is exactly what they want. They're now pushing their agenda. They're destroying the economies of these countries because they need to build their Green New Deal plants. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. But the people of these countries, they're starting to realize and they're starting to understand that, wait a minute, with energy costs continually moving up and you're telling us that we can't use fossil fuels, how are we supposed to make a living? Because if we're not producing and people aren't buying, there's going to be no jobs whatsoever. And that's exactly what people are going to see. And remember, this is all based on the climate change hoax. And they're going to keep pushing this to the very end. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots want them to push this because the people are awake, the people see the truth. And as they push this, it gets worse and worse for them. It doesn't get any better. Yes, it might look scary. It might look like, holy crap, they're winning. No, what's happening right now, just like with COVID, they pushed the COVID vaccine passport. They pushed the camps. How did that work out for them? It looked scary when it was happening. Everyone thought it was doom and gloom. Everyone thought, whoa, they got the upper hand. No, the people of this world, they fought back. The United States, the Constitution fought back against tyranny. And the people pushed and pushed until they couldn't push their agenda anymore. What do you think is going to happen now with the climate change hoax? Of course they're going to push. They're going to push very, very hard until the very, very end. That means the people of the world, if you want freedom, if you don't want to do what they're saying, you push back. That's what that means. And this is very important because people need to see this play out. They need to see the climate change hoax. They need to see the central bank digital currency. Because without seeing this stuff, how are you going to fight back? You can't. Remember, they never wanted you fighting back. They wanted you scared. They wanted fear to take over. They wanted war. They wanted the pandemic. They wanted anything that would keep you distracted. Trump and the Patriots made sure that you weren't going to be distracted, and the people aren't distracted. So what are they going to do next? Well, we see COVID's on the agenda. Plus, they're going to combine COVID with probably the climate change hoax, where they're going to say, we need to lock down everything. Tom Fitton put this out and said, the climate change emergency is coming for you. Climate lockdowns still sound like crazy town, but the urge to curtail individual freedom is visible in countless government, media, and think tank blueprints for a controlled future. And they are going to try to do all of this, which means the people need to fight back. And the people, they need ammunition to fight back. And what that means is, the people need to understand that the climate change is a complete and utter hoax. The earth is not warming up. It's actually cooling down. Steve Malloy put this out and he says, NOAA makes it official. Last 8 years, global cooling at a rate of 0.11 degrees Celsius decade, despite 450 plus billion tons of emissions worth 14% of total man-made CO2 in the atmosphere. CO2 warming is a hoax. He responded to his post on X and said, we are told that every emission warms the planet, hence net zero. But that is just not true. From 2015 through 2022, there were about 450 billion tons of emissions, but the planet experienced global cooling. Per NOAA data, it's just a hoax. And it is a hoax. And I remember when Trump was sitting down speaking to those representatives in California, I do believe Newsom was there, and they kept saying global warming, the earth is getting warmer. And he said, no, the earth is cooling down. And they all laughed at him. Well, now we have the actual numbers. And yes, the earth is cooling down. Remember, they created different models and they massaged the numbers. They took the actual numbers, they massaged them to fit their models to make it look like the earth is getting warmer. Then, add on top of that, they continually change the weather pictures and put red and orange, and they say this is the hottest time we've ever seen in the history of the world. And all of this is one gigantic hoax. And once again, the people are awake, the people are seeing this, and the people are starting to understand, especially when the economy starts to fall apart. Remember, they're telling us this is good for you. We're going to go into the Green New Deal, but everything's completely crashing on itself. And now we're going to see oil prices start to move up. Why? Because Saudi Arabia and Russia, they prolong their unilateral oil supply curbs by another 3 months, which means oil prices are not going to go down. Oil prices are going to go up, which means fuel prices are going to go up, which means inflation is going to go up, and people are going to see all of this play out. And the people are going to start to understand exactly what is happening right now. And you could see the entire economic system. Because what the Biden administration is doing, because what the Fed is doing, it is completely ripping the entire system apart. Now, once again, they're doing this on their watch. The people are watching. The people see who are responsible. The people understand that they're the ones who are causing this. Remember, just go back a couple of years. Trump had the country energy independent. Unemployment was very, very low. Inflation was very, very low. And he was playing in a central bank illusionary economy. He had to play within their system, and he was able to do that. And I think the people now recognize that, and it's very, very clear. Just like they're starting to realize that the entire real estate market is starting to completely and utterly fall apart, because when you raise the rates, what happens? People can't afford the homes. Those people that got into a home at 2%, 3%, 4%, do they really want to sell and take a mortgage out for 7 or 8? No, they don't. But look what's happening out in New York, and Peter St. Ong, PhD, put this out and said, with 1 in 6 offices in New York sitting vacant, they're about to slap a new green tax on buildings. Owners averaging $400,000 over the first 5 years, then $1.5 million after that. Sometimes it's hard to tell if they're intentionally destroying their city. Yes, they're destroying everything because they need to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. That's what this is all about. And the only way to do that is to destroy. Remember, they actually did want everything destroyed. Go back in time. Remember the 16-year plan? Hillary Clinton was supposed to win the election. She was going to bring us to war. It was going to be a control war, but they were going to destroy cities. Yes, they were going to destroy the economic system. They were going to destroy cities with a controlled war. What were they going to do with these destroyed cities? They were going to build new cities, and these were going to be the 15-minute cities. And you were going to have to depopulation, so this way you didn't have to worry about the earth of this size with the population this big. all they had to do was, because of war, reduce the population, destroy the cities. You go back to the central banks who paid for the war. The central banks then fund the rebuilding of everything. And all of a sudden, you're in the Green New Deal. You're in the Great Reset. But they didn't get their war. They didn't get their plandemic. They didn't get any of this. And you can see it all happening right in front of your face. And that's the important part of it, is that you need to see it all play out. And when you start to look at the real estate market, you can see everything starting to fall apart. Unusual Whales put this out on X and said, active listings of homes for sale in the U.S. fell 19.5% over the last year to the lowest level on record. Then we had Wall Street Silver put this out and said, real estate industry in panic mode. 45% drop in home purchases, bigger than 08. Home sales are now down 31% in 2023. Without transactions, many jobs that are commission-oriented are seeing huge declines in incomes, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, title insurance, etc. The redhead libertarian responded to this and said, we went into a recession after two back-to-back quarters of negative 1.5 over a year ago. When this happened, the establishment changed the parameters that define recession. We remained at a net loss with job creation and Bidenomics. This isn't a recovery, and everyone knows it. And everyone does know it. Because as this all plays out, and Biden continually tells you that we're building everything and it's better, it's back, and everyone's going, yeah, I don't see that. I see layoffs. I see inflation. I see higher fuel prices. I see the real estate market completely imploding on itself. I don't know what this guy's talking about. He's lying. And yes, he's going to lie all throughout this year. Why? Because I do believe all of a sudden Trump is going to turn the tables on him and he's going to use the economy against Biden. Remember, they were trying to use it against Trump in the 2020 election, in the very, very beginning of the pandemic. They brought the market down, hoping that the entire system would completely implode. Actually, they tried to bring the economy down back in 2018, 2019, but that didn't work. They started to, I'm talking about the Fed, they started to raise the rates and Trump stopped them. They weren't able to do it. Then they tried to bring the market down in the beginning of COVID, but that didn't work either. And now Trump, he's going to turn all of this on them. Everything they did to him, he's going to do to them. But they're the ones who are causing it. And the optics are absolutely incredible. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said something very interesting. He said that BlackRock wants to own 60% of U.S. homes by 2023, but we can stop them. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to own all the homes. Why? Because that's part of their plan. This is part of the World Economic Forum plan. You will own nothing and you'll be very, very happy. So we can stop this. All we need to do is have everyone wake up, everyone see what's going on, and have everyone push back when the time is right. Remember, they're pushing the rates up so people have a very difficult time surviving. They're pushing inflation up so everyone has a very difficult time surviving. Because once the crash comes, you won't have these houses. The banks will then absorb them. BlackRock will come in and then purchase them. And this is how they're able to take it all away from the people and push them to where they want everyone to go. But once again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to actually turn everything around. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the Biden administration, they're trying to bring us all into electric cars. And this is going to hurt the automobile industry here in the United States. Just like we're seeing out in Germany, their manufacturing is declining because of the Green New Deal policies. Well, because of the Green New policies here in the United States, as they push the electric vehicles, what's going to happen to the automobile industry? Well, people are going to lose jobs left and right. Trump put this out on Truth and said, the great state of Michigan will not have an auto industry anymore if crooked Joe Biden's crazed concept of electric, all electric cars goes into effect. China will take it all 100%. United Auto Workers, vote for Trump. Get your leaders to endorse me. I will keep all these great jobs and bring in many more. Choice in schools and choice in cars. Absolutely. And we could see that the Inflation Reduction Act, which it has nothing to do with reducing inflation. Actually, Biden even admitted this. Obama actually admitted this. We always knew from the very, very beginning that when they come up with a title for their bills, it's always the opposite. So it wasn't to reduce inflation. It was to bring us into the Green New Deal. It was actually to cause inflation, to make the fuel prices move up, and to destroy the economy. And that's exactly what is happening right now. And every time Biden talks about the deficit, about job creation, it's all fake, phony, and false. Because in the end, what's everyone's going to see? They're going to see him lie all the way up to the point when the entire system completely implodes. Wall Street Silver put this out on X and said, "This is not looking good. The U.S. budget deficit is growing rapidly. The data in this graph is bad. It shows that the U.S. government's interest payments on the federal debt are increasing as a share of the nation's economy. We are currently paying interest on the national debt of about $1 trillion per year. At $1.25 trillion, this graph will reach a record as a percentage of GDP. Our investment payment will reach $1.25 trillion on an annualized basis, probably by the end of 2024 if the Fed keeps interest rates at current levels. As old cheap government debt matures, it gets rolled over and refinanced at new higher rates, causing interest payments in the government budget to rapidly increase. If you wanted to bring down the Fed, if you wanted to destroy this system, what do? You do exactly this. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And remember, when we're in a recession, tax revenues decline and spending increases, especially on food stamps, on unemployment insurance, and everything else. And that's exactly what we're going to see. And when you look at the federal revenue, it has been falling and falling and falling. Even though they passed the Inflation Reduction Act, it's having the opposite effect. Anyone really surprised about this? So when you look at this, the budget experts, they say the revenue-raising portions of the IRA still haven't taken full effect. And when they do, the cost of the laws, energy tax credits, will likely drown them out. Do you really think they're ever going to take effect? Most likely not. Even if they do, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Federal revenue dropped by $416 billion compared to this time last year, according to recently released U.S. Treasury Department data, despite the Democrats' passage of their $780 billion Inflation Reduction Act last year. The legislation, which Biden signed in August 2022, contained a 15% minimum corporate income tax, which still hasn't been fully implemented by the IRS. What effect do you think this is going to have when the 15% minimum corporate income tax is fully implemented, maybe in 2024? It's going to destroy everything. Scott Hodge, the president of the Tax Foundation, said that some of the tax credits in the IRA, like the Clean Vehicle Credit and the Solar Tax Credit, are in effect right now and will cost billions. In the short term, the IRA is generating little new revenue because of the delays in implementing the 15% minimum tax, so the green energy credits are costing taxpayers billions. So even when they do this and corporations have to pay 15% minimum, corporations, they're going to keep their people, or they're going to say, we don't have the funds to do this. We're going to have to lay people off so we can get the extra money to pay for these taxes. This is what always happens. It's almost like when they raise the minimum wage, everyone thinks, this is great, this is fantastic. What do companies normally do? All right, we're going to have to get rid of this person. You'll have to take a double shift right now, or you'll have to take up the slack of this worker, or we'll go all computerized. That's what they end up doing. And remember, increasing the minimum wage, that's a Band-Aid fix, because go back in time. Go back when it was $3.35 minimum wage. Then it was $5, then $7. It's a Band-Aid fix because the system doesn't work. Soon you'll have $100 minimum wage if we kept going like this. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. But what's very interesting, during Labor Day, Biden was out there making fun of Trump, saying he didn't build anything, the economy was terrible, he lost all the jobs, the economy wasn't producing anything. Well, once again, COVID hit, the entire economic system was shut down artificially, everything was turned back on, and everyone went back to those jobs. So Trump, before COVID, created quite a bit of jobs, brought inflation way, way down, made the country energy independent, fuel prices were way down, placed tariffs on China and Europe, took that money, gave it to the farmers, renegotiated trade deals, brought industry back to this country. What has Biden done so far? Oh, wait, he's had inflation continually move up, 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 and up, and people have less money in their pocket. Fuel prices have moved up and up and up. He's killing the automobile manufacturing industry, and the economy is completely imploding, and the real estate market is imploding on itself because they're continually raising rates. And revenue, that is coming into the government is continually dropping. It's getting worse and worse as time goes on. But Trump, he put out a statement and responded to Biden, and this is what he says. Crooked Joe Biden is the destroyer of American jobs and continues to fuel runaway inflation with reckless big government spending. The only things he's built is padding the bank accounts of the Biden crime family by selling out his country to foreign enemies for their own financial gain. Biden and his son, Hunter, sold access to the highest levels of government to the highest bidder, which posed a threat to our national security. By contrast, Trump passed record-setting tax relief for the middle class, doubled the child tax credit, and slashed more job-killing regulations than any administration had ever done before. Real wages increased and median household income reached the highest level in the history of our country. While poverty reached a record low, Trump produced a booming economic recovery and record low employment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and women. Absolutely. And once again, Biden's looking out into the ether, confused about what just happened. Trump completely owns him. And once again, we can see the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire mission is to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Trump knows this, set everything up, and we know the economy is going to be coming down on their watch. They're destroying their own private Western central bank economy. Trump is going to have the leverage to shift us away from all of this. And I do believe that many, many people now are moving away from the fiat currency. Actually, when we see more and more inflation and people see what's happening in the economy, people are going to want to protect their wealth one way or another, either putting it into gold, silver. They might put it in and purchase land. They might transition it into Bitcoin. All of these things are outside of the private Western central bank system. And I think people are going to be making this move. We're starting to see countries make this move, and we're starting to see certain areas where they'll start accepting alternative currencies. Actually, out in El Salvador, they're going to implement Bitcoin education in every public school in 2024. So out with the private West central bank education and in with an alternative currency outside of the central bank system. Remember, if you go back to 1913, before 1913, people talked about the central bank. People understood what the central bank was. After 1913, when the Federal Reserve came into existence, they removed that from the history books. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Colorado Department of Motor Vehicles now accepts Bitcoin and crypto payments. So that is very interesting. And we're starting to see this around the country where more and more of government offices and private businesses, they're accepting cryptocurrency. Why is that? If the fiat currency is so incredible, why would they accept other forms of payment? Because I do believe as time goes on and the fiat currency loses its value, people are going to run to alternative currencies, and you need a way to accept them. And right now, cryptocurrency is electronic. It works very, very similar to what we have today, and people can understand it very, very easily. Plus, a lot of the financial institutions allows you to transition your currency right into Bitcoin. And if you have a phone, all you need to do is tap it and you can pay or scan the QR code. But I do believe gold also has a place in the economy because that builds confidence. And this is why the private West central bankers always accumulate gold. They don't accumulate funny money, the printed pieces of paper. They always make sure that they have gold in their vaults. Countries always make sure that they have gold in their vaults. And why is that? Because at the end of the day, when the fiat currency completely implodes on itself and it's worth nothing, we saw it in Germany, we saw it in Argentina, we're seeing in Turkey right now, we're seeing in many other countries, what happens? People look for a confidence booster. People go to gold. They go to currency that has been around for a very long time, or there's a decentralized currency where the central bank can't just print and print and print and devalue the currency. And that's what people are recognizing now. And I do believe people are going to start to transition. I believe that they're already transitioning because they see what's happening with the economy. But as we move into 2024, I think a lot more people are going to end up doing this just to protect themselves. And I'm not saying people are going to take everything that they have and put it into gold, put it into silver, put it into Bitcoin. I think they're going to take a portion of their wealth and say, okay, I need some type of insurance policy, just like you have an insurance policy on your house, you have an insurance policy on your car. And if you really think about it, you take those funds and you give it to the insurance company. And if the only downside to this, if nothing ever happens, you lose all that. If you take your currency and you put it into gold, you put it into silver, you put it into Bitcoin, and nothing ever happens, you can still take it and then transition it into something else. You don't lose it like traditional insurance. And that is how people protect their wealth. And they've been doing this since the beginning of time, where they always make sure that they have gold because they know if something happens, or silver, now we have Bitcoin. They know if something happens to the economic system, they're okay. Those people that didn't hand their gold in the 30s and they kept it, well, think about it. The government bought it at $20 an ounce. Gold then was repriced at 35, and then it just kept moving up over time. You think these people made out? Absolutely. The same thing.